And we come across some tweets, Fiona. Now, this is, I don't know what to think or believe, but obviously it's Fifi Box with a blue tick. So I'm starting to think that maybe you were a bit wild, because there's some amazing, the first tweet back in 2012, the 3rd of the 6th, Dear Vodka,
oh dear,
I love you, but we had an agreement. You were supposed to make me really cool and a way better dancer. I saw the video. We need to talk.
Okay, that's really embarrassing.
I know it is.
I hate myself.
Real loser.
Very embarrassing.
No real loser.
No comma after Dear Vodka. I'd be mortified.
No.
You read the next one, Nick.
We've got a little bit of cover here. That's even worse.
You know I know how to make them stop and stare as I zone out. The club can't even handle me right now.
Time for a lie down now.
Night, night.
What Nick and I have noticed is you like at early hours of the morning to quote songs. sometimes it's necessary to let Flo Rida slap you on the A-double-S. Sorry, Mum. Wow, that's interesting.
That is. Well, he did.
Hmm.
I was on stage with Flo Rida.
Right.
And he was singing the song Low, Get Low, yeah. Low, Low.
Interesting.
Then...
Well, December 19, 2011, a week before Christmas, the quote, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Oh,
and there's
no.
You with about six of them in front of you.
Okay.
And a big smile.
I've had enough.
And you know how...
I've had enough of this.
There's more.
This is too embarrassing.
Nick, you know how when we went to the Super Bowl and we had a few and we were a bit groggy the next day and Fee looked down on us and like, you aren't professional and I sit here and you let me down. Well... Fifi, Fev and Dave, today Fifi hasn't turned up. Enough said. Oops. You wrote, I have gone too hard on Tuesday night. Hashtag always professional. You didn't turn up to work.
Yeah, I have actually told you that I was a party girl once upon a time. And then there's proof here that I was a party girl. I also wasn't very funny when I was trying to be, and I was really uncool. So we've established quite a bit this morning. Can we put Twitter feed away? Oh, this is embarrassing.
There's one more. Do you want to read the Ruby Rose one, or do you want me to read it?
Oh, here we go.
Sure, it's good.
Do you want to read it? You read it.
So Ruby Rose wrote, listening to Fifi and Jules, remembering fondly of when Fifi told me I had to make out with her, ha ha. And then you responded, I'm still waiting, Rubes.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Mm. That was another big night. There's lots of big nights.
Been awake for 37 hours. Got to go to bed. So tired. Why would you write that to yourself?
I don't know. Why would I write that publicly on Twitter?
I don't know.
It was 2012.
Exactly. This is the
whole week. We've got four pages full of this.
I'm shutting my Twitter feed down.
Oh, we've already got it. So for the next week, we'll read out some tweets just to let everyone know that's coming to the Gold Coast. How much of a party animal you are.
Can we stop? I don't want to go anymore. This is so embarrassing.
What, you can't even handle this right now?
Melbourne, if you want to come along to Boxy's Big Night Out, like we said earlier, your first chance is after 9 with Tim Lee. To get on the standby list, what you have to do is listen out for this song this morning.
I like pina coladas.
As soon as you hear this song after 9, call 131060 and you can come along to Boxy's Big Night Out. We're putting people on the standby list.
Hey, Josiah, is it going to rain today?
Don't know why.
Well,
yeah, a little bit.
Fee loves getting caught in the rain. She just needs some pina coladas. Monday sorted.
Just to give that tweet some context, she's sitting in front of six pina coladas with a big smile and a cowboy hat.